House on BFM 89.9. You're with Daryl and Off Neil, and you just heard Oscar Jerome and the Zeitgeist Freedom Energy Exchange remix, some disco vibes tonight. Right now, we're on to a news segment that we like to call By the Way, Kendrick Lamar has finally announced his new album more than 5 years after the release of that seminal release, Damn. The Pulitzer Prize-winning musician shared on Instagram that his upcoming fifth studio album is going to be called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. What a mouthful. And it's going to be released in May the 13th. He revealed the news in a letter under his moniker, which I just found out is his moniker today, Oklahoma, like Oklahoma without the hitch. It was shared on the letterhead from his media company, PJ Lang, that he founded with his business partner, Dave Free, in 2020. He also shared the news on Twitter in a cryptic manner by sharing a tweet which said, and I quote, "Kendrick Lamar is officially retired," and adding a link to his website, oklahoma.com. He previously announced that this next album will be his last one with Top Dog Entertainment, which is the label that he's signed ever since the start of his career. I, for one, can't wait for it. And it's definitely an album that's a long time coming.
Yeah, I think every time Kendrick Lamar drops an album,
hype.
We have to drop everything that we are doing as well just to listen to that album, right? Okay, By the Way, from Kendrick Lamar to Simple Plan. Yep. This next piece of news comes from a band that we've never mentioned before on the show. But yes, Simple Plan, they have a new single out and they are planning to raise money for Ukraine. So the Canadian pop-punk band had previously worked with Ukrainian filmmaker Jensen Noen for at least two Simple Plan projects. So they knew they had to do something to help out that country. They decided to hire Jensen Noen and his fully Ukrainian cast and crew to shoot their music video for their latest single, Wake Me Up When This Nightmare Is Over, and will be donating all proceeds generated from YouTube streams to the UNICEF Ukraine Emergency Appeal, as well as a portion of the proceeds from tickets sold throughout their current tour. Ed Sheeran is also doing something similar, donating proceeds from his YouTube streams to benefit Ukraine. He shot his latest music video for the song Two Step right before the war broke out in Ukraine and dedicated that video to Ukrainians.
Great stuff. Also, By the Way, Spotify recently announced that it would transition its live audio content from its Green Room app to its flagship streaming app while rebranding Green Room as Spotify Live. Green Room, of course, was supposed to be Spotify's answer to the 2021 phenomenon Clubhouse, right? And allowed all Spotify users to create and participate in live audio rooms. Last June, the streaming giant announced the Green Room Creator Fund, which would supposedly help US-based creators gain revenue for their work. The company didn't disclose the size of the fund, nor how much creators would receive, or even who will be eligible. These funds are said to be now repurposed for, and I quote, other initiatives for live creators, though in typical Spotify fashion, once again, no explanation was given. In an email sent to creators who had applied for the fund, Spotify informed the applicants that the Creator Fund will not be moving forward. The email further explains that Spotify plans to shift towards other initiatives for live creators, and referenced the recent rebrand to Spotify Live. He also hinted that the company would introduce new monetization option for live content creators in the future.
By the way, another day, another unheard-of musician that is claiming that a prominent artist stole their creation is just everyday things by now. And this is a situation that we've reported a lot about, right? From Katy Perry's Dark Horse case to the recent Ed Sheeran case of Shape of You, which we are reported that he won recently. And right now, another case has just surfaced. This time it involves Calvin Harris for his song Slide. The track was released on his 2017 album Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1 and featured Migos and Frank Ocean. The allegations are made by French musicians Michael Zibin and Patrice Adekalom. The track in question, which is Slide, is said to have copied the track called How Is It Gonna Be in 2016, which doesn't seem to even have an artist name attached to it if you check on YouTube. Instead, it is credited under Think Pop Movement. Hmm. Last I checked, the video had 1,002 views and 9 subscribers to that YouTube channel.
Hey, 9's a lot of people, man.
It is quite a lot. make of it whatever you want with that information. Mikael claims that this wasn't about the money, and he had tried to sort things out personally with Calvin Harris, but was ignored, and even added that this could have been avoided if Calvin Harris was humble from the start. He went on to say that all he wanted from Calvin Harris was to say that he liked the song and would have loved to collaborate. Mikael is a piano player who has been in the industry for over 2 decades, producing music for others. Mikael, along with other creators of the song, are demanding $1 million in compensation. Calvin Harris's Slide was of course a big hit and went platinum 4 times in the US, so it's no surprise at this point that it attracted this kind of attention.
Do you think the argument's valid though? Have you A-B'd it?
Well,
does it sound similar?
I would say the chord progression of Slide, and in this case, the chord progression for How Is It Gonna Be, I wouldn't say that someone or one act can monopolize a chord progression, you know, because it's quite a common chord progression, nothing too unique or special about it. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there are, you know,
Many other songs
out there that uses this exact chord progression, but the only difference is that Calvin Harris is rich.
Right. So it sounds like these two guys are just looking for their 5 minutes in the spotlight.
I didn't say it, but it does seem that way.
And with that, we are coming on to the end of the show and the last track of this episode. But if you want to revisit any of the stories that we did on the program, you can head over to our website www.bfm.my/pulse. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us, as always, on BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong,
and I'm off thing gonna close off with a dancey track from the alter ego of Tom Misch. This time going by the name Super Shy, with the track Something On My Mind, closing us off right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Good night.